93.5 and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
The at-work play of the $1,000 minute on the way, and the answer to question one is Beyonce. Beyonce. Good luck.
Coming up, big casting news. We know who is going to play each of the four members of the Beatles in a series of new films. That's what's trending this morning. That's on the way before 9:30, and also the throwback throwdown. But first, music from Adele on Move 103.5.
I let it fall.
I didn't feel it when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking. Were you out drinking? Were you in the living room chilling, watching television? It's been a year now. Think I figured out how to let you go and let communication die out. I know you weren't down for forever. fine. But if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over and you'd stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? The sky'd be falling and I'd hold you tight. And there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? Right. If the world was ending, you would come over, right? Right.
I tried to imagine your reaction. It didn't scare me when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking. The night we went drinking, stumbled in the house and didn't make it past the kitchen. Oh, it's been a year now. I think I figured out how to think about you without it ripping my heart out. And I know, you know, we know you weren't down for forever and it's fine. I know, you know, we weren't meant for each other and it's fine.
But if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over and you'd stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? Sky be falling while I hold you tight. No, there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you come over, right?
You come over, right? You come over, you come over, you come over, right?
I know, you know, we know you went down for forever and it's fine. I know, you know, we weren't meant for each other and it's fine.
But if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over and you'd stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? The sky would be falling while I hold you tight. No, there wouldn't be a reason why.
If the world was ending, you come over, right? You come over, you come over, you come over, right?
If the world was ending, you come over, right? Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
the Nat and Drew Show's Throwback Throwdown.
Two show members, each bringing a different throwback to the table. Only one gets picked as decided by you by voting via text at 103535. Drew, returning champ, picking first.
So today is April 1st. It's April Fool's Day. Pranks and jokes and pranks and jokes and more pranks and jokes. It's a very unserious day. But good things do happen on April 1st. Just look back at the career of Usher. He scored his biggest hit ever on April 1st. 2004. Yeah! Hit number one, 21 years ago today. It's my throwback pick this morning.
All right, I'm challenging. If you want to hear Usher, text the word Drew to 103535, but hold up, you have to hear both first, to be fair. To be fair, even if that's your favorite song, just wait, because maybe I can sway you. I'm going back in the vaults for a Madonna song that actually doesn't get a lot of radio play, and I really think it should because it is an awesome song. It was number one for seven straight weeks in 95, and it marked the first time that Madonna ever worked with legendary producer Babyface. And then as per Madonna's suggestion, it was the first time that Babyface ever worked with a live string section while producing a song. Number one on this day in 95, Madonna's Take a Bow.
You took my love for granted. Why? Oh, why? This show is over. Say goodbye.
Bedtime Stories is one of my favorite Madonna albums. It's really good. But I still like my song better.
No, are you sure? Because it's okay. I think it might be a first where we actually have somebody who's put up a song switch their vote. But you could if you want.
No,
think
I'm
about
not
it.
Bailing. We'll
get back to you. Aaron?
Not my favorite Madonna song.
Okay, Aaron,
I'm
great.
So sorry.
That's all right.
So I gotta go with
what do you want to hear? If you want to hear what Aaron just did, but actually have Usher do it, text the word Drew to 103535. And if you want to hear Madonna's Take a Bow, text the word Nat to 103535.
We'll play the winner after Jamie Fine. Move 103.5.
It's too much, our love can't go to waste. One look from you is all it takes. My lips on yours, no better taste. Let's not throw it away.
Members, two throwbacks, only one winner as decided by you. Drew, the returning champ, picking first.
Going with the song that hit number one on April Fool's Day, 2004. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Usher, yeah.
Also number one on this day, but way back in 1995, Madonna's Take a Bow.
You took my love for granted. Why, oh why, this show is over.
Two very different vibes this morning.
Very different vibes.
You're going
yep.
for. Aaron's been watching the text messages roll in for the last few minutes.
Been fun. Lots of you have texted, so thanks. Candace says, Nat, that is by far my favorite Madonna song.
It's a great song.
Kim says, I'm getting out the album. I'm going to listen to it all day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Rain says, well, right. You can start listening to it right after we play, hopefully, Usher's Yeah. Shush. You're in a couple of months.
Rain says, yeah. Drew.
Yeah.
And one person said, no name. I normally don't like Nat's picks, but today I do. And then Sean said, Drew, all the way. I don't want to fall asleep at work. And it was close. It kind of went back and forth like that, you guys. It was just so close. But with 50.8%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
came, she was singing in my ear. You think that she knew me? Decided to cheat.
Okay.
Conversation got heavy.
Hey.
She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Watch out.
Oh,
watch out.
She's saying, come get me. So I got up and followed her to the floor. She said, baby, let's go. When I let's told go. Her, I said,
say
been trying to keep my mind fed, but it's hard when everybody seems to be settling down with the families. Sick and tired of living my life that way. Maybe I should get to church on Sunday. Call my mom, put a smile on her face. Tell her one thing, I wanna be a better me, a better man, a better lover, better brother, better friend. Put myself back together again, 'cause I still got a couple loose ends. Got pretty lucky, made a whole bunch of money, but I don't feel any better yet. So I'm trying to do the best I can to be a better me, a better man. To be a better me, a better man. To be a better me, a better man. 36 hours and I'm back where I started. LA in the rear view. My heart is barely what it used to be. Barely what it used to be. I wanna be a better me, a better man, a better lover, a better brother, better friend. Put myself back together again, 'cause I still got a couple of cents. And I got pretty lucky, made a whole bunch of money, but I don't feel any better yet. So I'm trying to do the best I can to be a better me, a better man.
The life of the Beatles coming into the big screen in not one, but four movies.
What's trending?
Director Sam Mendes has been teasing for quite a while now about this project of his about the Beatles and who would be cast as the Fab Four. And it was unveiled last night at CinemaCon in Vegas.
Come together.
Director Mendes surprised fans by bringing the stars onto the stage last night. So confirming that indeed Paul Mescal will be playing Paul McCartney. Harris Dickinson will portray John Legend. Harris Dickinson most recently in Baby Girl with Nicole Kidman.
I was going to say he's the one of the four actors that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah. Joseph Quinn from Stranger Things. He's going to be playing George Harrison.
He's also the Human Torch in another Fab Four movie, The Fantastic Four, which comes out later this summer.
I don't know one of these names yet.
Paul Mescal from The Gladiator.
Gladiator 2.
The new one.
You just saw.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's the only time I've ever seen him.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Okay.
Okay. And then Barry Keoghan will play Ringo Starr. And the way this is going to happen is that it'll be four movies that are going to be shot, and each movie will have the one aspect that, like, the perspective of that main character, so that particular Beatle. And they will all be released April 2028. And they are saying this is kind of one of the first sort of real bingeable movie moments. The idea maybe is that people would go to the movie theater and try to, like, see all these movies in the same day.
Wow. I love the concept.
Yeah.
I think it's fabulous.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know.
I love the concept of each perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. But at the same time, this is starting to feel a little Kevin Costner Horizon and American Saga to me.
Mm.
The multi-part movie where they filmed a couple of them already. The first one bombed horrifically at the box office. They scrapped the theatrical opening for the second. He's midway through shooting at least the third. God knows what's going to happen to any of these movies.
Yeah.
I am genuinely curious, and I don't know the answer to this. So this isn't like a preconceived notion. I'm genuinely curious as to what the interest from younger people is in seeing multiple movies about the Beatles.
I agree.
But I think the cast, right? They're all at an age where the Beatles were.
They would have to be.
So,
yeah.
But they're all names that, you know, people, if you are Gen Z, you know all these names.
For sure.
That's of interest to you, right? Is that the draw, right? It's the leading actors?
But is it bingeable in a theater?
Listen,
or you'd more be into binging it if it was on a streamer?
So, for me, like, if the thing that was going to get me in the theater was the idea of being in the D box where you can have like chocolate molten lava cake,
And the seat shakes.
And that really has not been enough to keep me in a theater. So right. For me, no. But for some people, maybe.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
Not be led to my own devices. They come with prices and vices.
Swift on Move 103.5. Time for the At Work edition of the $1,000 Minute.
All right, caller 25 gets to play 604-280-1035. We'll do it after Daniel Powder on Move.
Well, something got me shaking. My mind was racing, pacing the room. I don't know, but I think I fell to pieces the moment that I first saw you. Now it's true. I thought I could get over it, brushed you off my shoulder.
Working from home this morning. Have you taken the dogs for a walk yet this morning, Randy?
Not yet.
Dogs, so multiples, more than one. How many?
Two. One Frenchie and one Pocket American Bulldog.
Pocket American Bulldog. So how big is the pocket dog?
A 65-pound pocket.
That seems like a very terribly named dog breed.
Yeah, that's a pocket of a
that
giant.
That is a large pocket.
Wow.
So were you expecting these 65 pounds?
Yeah, we were pretty prepared for it. Frenchie's 30 pounds, so he's about double the Frenchie.
Yeah.
Okay. I really, truly, as somebody who doesn't know the breed, are all pocket-sized dogs of that breed that big?
Yeah, they're about that big. They're all muscle, right? They're a bulldog breed.
So. Okay, good stuff. Well, I'm learning something, and hopefully you will learn something as well here this morning as we move along. $1,000 minute time, 10 trivia questions, and 60 seconds on the clock. Get them all right in the time limit, and you win $1,000. If not, it's $10 for each correct answer you do give us this morning. Are you ready, Randy?
Okay.
You got this.
$1,000 minute starts now.
I Am Sasha Fierce and Lemonade are albums by what artist?
Beyonce.
What is 3 times 3 times 3?
27.
Terra Nova and Burkeville are neighborhoods in what local city?
Burkeville. Chilliwack.
What is the largest country in South America?
No idea. Pass.
Is the word sauna Finnish or Swedish in origin?
Swedish.
Hooters has filed for bankruptcy. What animal's on the Hooters sign?
Owl.
Which is further south, the Philippines or South Korea?
The Philippines.
What local chocolatier is famous for their chocolate hedgehogs?
30s.
If the NHL playoffs were today, would the Canucks be in them?
No.
If you're in Flin Flon, what province are you in?
Manitoba.
What is the largest country in South America?
No idea.
Yeah.
Peru.
You know what? You guessed. That's good. But.
You guessed. You just unfortunately guessed wrong. Brazil.
Am I in the wrong part of the world even?
No,
oh, Brazil.
Brazil.
My sister-in-law is going to kill me.
Is she from South America? Is she from Brazil?
Brazil.
Going to be an issue.
Yeah.
Brazil.
Next family dinner.
We're looking, but that wasn't the only thing. Did you say Chilliwack for Terra Nova and Burkeville?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't 100% sure what you said there, but that's what I thought. Those two neighborhoods are in Richmond.
Okay.
So those are the only two questions that you missed, though. Oh, was there another one?
No way.
No, the sauna. You said Swedish,
right? Oh, did she? Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, it's a Finnish word.
So it's 7 out of 10. You did worse than I thought.
Bad. 70%.
It's still a B.
You were super fun to chat with this morning, Randy. Thank you. $70 for you.
Thank you.
The $1,000 minute. We'll play again tomorrow morning, 7:35 and 9:35 on Move, powered by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
New music.
Hi, it's Gracie Abrams. Listen to my new song, That's So True. On Move.
More music.
More variety. Move 1035.
I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, oh, oh, oh. I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no. I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, oh, oh, oh. I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh. I don't wanna know. Wasted. And the more I drink, the more I think about you. I go reminds me of you. From this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new. Yeah. I see, but don't believe it. Even in my head, just under my bed, maybe I'm just a
on today's Best Variety, Move 1035. That's just going to just about going to wrap things up here on the Nat and Drew Show this morning. But before we go, let's take a moment to prove that we actually learned something on this April Fool's Day. Nat, what did you learn on the show today?
I learned that Purdy's is good at performing April Fool's jokes, but also that this one they might actually have to follow through with on their prank. Their prank is that as a show of Canadian pride, they did this post. Quote, we're officially retiring our beloved hedgehog and replacing them with the new Canadian chocolate icon, the Maple Beaver. Now, nobody wants the hedgehog to go away. However, people are very interested in the chocolate Maple Beaver.
I would love to sample the Maple Beaver.
Yes, you are not alone. There are so many people in the thread here that want to sample the Maple Beaver.
Let's go. Let's make it happen.
There you go.
From prank to reality. Aaron, what did you learn this morning?
I learned that booksellers, buyers, writers, publishers are really hoping that the government will consider keeping books off of the retaliatory tariffs. So because we import all of our books in Canada, we don't have a huge publishing industry anymore, and we import a lot of books. So for readers, you might want to pay attention to how that goes.
Interesting. So, because that could mean if it's not, then the prices of books will go up. Okay. Tomorrow, I guess we'll learn more information on how that's all going to go. I learned that there's a dating app that literally is like an old school blind date. It's called Tribal, and it blurs out the person who you're chatting with, so you don't see their face.
Mm-hmm.
They'll match you up with somebody who has interests, common interests, and for the first 3 days or so that you chat with them online, you cannot see what they look like. Like an old school date where you have no idea what they look like.
Do they slowly start to reveal the image? Like a little bit, like a day by day, hour by hour?
Don't think it's a slow reveal where you get the nose one day and then the eyes the next.
$1 million idea.
You can listen to the show on demand anytime. Just search for the Nat and Drew Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We have your next password and password to paradise coming up at 10 o'clock.
Paradise is just a password away.
I want to
show. Move 103.5's password to paradise.
Oh my God, let's go.
Every single weekday. You could win an all-inclusive vacation for two to Sandals Royal Bahamian in Nassau, Bahamas.
Are you freaking serious?
Listen for the passwords every 2 hours starting at 6. And enter at move1035.ca.
Move's Password to Paradise.
Brought to you by Sandals Resorts. Get closer to the Caribbean.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
Joe and Lucy needed a new roof and reached out to Alpine Credit. I flew over to help them with a home renovation loan. I suggested they transform their house into a giant robot head, beams that shoot from the eyes. Pew, pew. Instead, they just went with shingles. But it's pretty glorious.
Own your home, need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Case number 891, The Vicious Wind. One stormy night, Howard lay in bed listening to the wind howling outside like a pack of hungry wolves. But it was nothing compared to the sound of a patio umbrella crashing through his sliding glass door. Fortunately, Howard had BCAA home insurance, so all that broken glass didn't break the bank.
Over a one-year period, BCAA home insurance paid out 95% of claims related to fire, water, weather, and theft. Visit BCAA.com.
Okay, we gotta take Highway 1 for 21 kilometers to Kitts for Hunter's birthday party at noon. Then, Granville's down to one lane, Burrard's jammed, and Camby's a no-go. So, we'll cut across Hastings and take the Ironworkers Memorial Bridge for 15 kilometers to Jesse's party in North Van.
Jesse's party is next Saturday, and you forgot Ren's party at 6.
Add some rewards to your routine. Sign up for Petro Points and get started with 5 cents a liter in points on your first fill. Offer available to new members only. Visit petro-points.ca for full details.
Hey, Daryl, what's with the loon calls?
Well, I'm alerting Canadians that Daryl's deals are now Daryl's Canadian Deals, offering weekly deals at unbelievable prices, only on Canadian products.
Well, Daryl, I think your loon call worked, eh?
Buy Canadian, because saving a little extra loonies can mean a lot. Save on foods, proudly Canadian.
Rogers Xfinity Internet is ready for everything. So you can search and stream and shop and study and share and play and post and work and watch and game and work out and download and... wow, that's a lot. And now you can save a lot, too, at the Rogers Spring Event. Visit in-store or Rogers.com and save up to $30 a month when paired with a mobile plan. Get Rogers Xfinity on Canada's most reliable internet and be ready to do more everything.
Supporting Canadian businesses has never been more important. That's why Canada Post is committed to making it easier to ship Canadian with our best rates ever. Right now, your business will save up to 70% on expedited shipping and returns. Plus, as a Vancouver-based business, you can access rates as low as $350 for lightweight local packages. It's time to shop Canadian, ship Canadian. Learn more about our best rates at canadapost.ca/shipcanadian.
Wondering what everyday life looks like in a retirement residence? Drop in to a local Chartwell retirement residence for their open house April 4th and 5th between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Visit chartwell.com today to learn more.
A Tim's Donut and Coffee is the original collab. And now, any classic donut is a dollar when you buy any size original or dark roast coffee. Get a deal on the iconic duo with a Tim's Dollar Donut. Plus tax at participating restaurants for a limited time. Terms apply. See app for details.
It's time for Tim's.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses, with customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
On April 13th, HBO's biggest series returns, The Last of Us. Don't miss the Emmy-winning HBO original critics call breathtaking.
We finished what we started.
The Last of Us, new season April 13th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Hey!
Here we go.
Let's get the music moving.
Moving, grooving.
60 minutes of nonstop variety starts now.
Don't you start the music?
On Move.
Andrew Show. Move 1035.
You put me on a pedestal and tell me I'm the best. Raise me up into the sky until I'm short of breath. Yeah. Fill me up with confidence, I say what's in my chest. Spill my words and tear me down until there's nothing left. Rearrange the pieces just to fill me with the rest. Yeah. But what if I trip?
When the world put me on a pedestal, I had big dreams of doing shows and making memories. Made some bad moves trying to act cool, upset by their jealousy. Lifting me up. Tearing me down, tearing me down. Take responsibility for everything I've done. Holding it against me like you're the holy one. I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. Unforgiveness keeps them in control. I came in with good intentions, then I let it go. And now I really wanna know. What if I trip?
Move 1035. An iHeart radio station.
Password to paradise.
Move 1035's Password to Paradise. Your chance to experience Sandals Royal Bahamian on Nassau's iconic Cable Beach.
Now I know today is April Fool's Day, so you have to take everything that's said with a hint of salt, but this you don't have to, okay? A trip all-inclusive to Sandals Royal Bahamian could be yours. Here's your 10 o'clock password for Move's Password to Paradise. It is postcard. Postcard. Enter now at moveradio.ca. Good luck.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you